أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين. صدق الله العظيم.
In these initial verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned most of all with regards to all these verses that we are reading, that we are seeing, with about such a group Allah Ta'ala is referring to. They're about such a group which is in extreme khasara, extreme loss, and deluded, deceived. And Allah Ta'ala is extremely upset, displeased with this group. And Allah Ta'ala has openly expressed His displeasure in these different verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated. Allah ta'ala has called them deceivers. They are, Allah has also said that they try to deceive Allah, deceive the people with iman. They are liars. Yakdhibun, kadhib. All these titles or definitions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has applied with regard to this group. To this group, to these people. And more Allah Ta'ala has explained and told us about them in the Quran, that for these people there will be a very severe punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this age and era of fitna, mischief, may Allah Ta'ala protect our iman. My brothers, the most precious time for a person will be that time when he will be departing this world. That will be the most essential, critical time. If our iman is intact and a person departs the world nicely with iman, then consider he's left with everything, success. Everything, business is a deception, houses deception, children deception, offspring deception, diversion, we're going to leave the shops here, we'll leave the money here, we're going to leave the children here. Everything is going to be left behind and nothing goes along with us. We know this reality, we recognize this reality, we're aware of this reality, but the magic of the world overwhelms a person, overtakes a person. That the life of a few days, the life for a few days, for this he forgets everything. The Quran time and time again reminds us, repeatedly reminds us. These aren't empty words. They shouldn't seem bitter to us, feel bitter to us. We shouldn't turn our face from these. We should accept the reality. The deficiency we see in us when we sit in front of the Quran, we should do true tawbah to Allah. Allah Ta'ala, He loves tawbah. Allah Ta'ala, He appreciates tawbah. A person came to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, please do dua for me. Please, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, pray for me. I have deficiencies. I feel I'm a munafiq. I don't worship. There's no sin that I've left. Look how straightforward, honest he was. Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not dislike him. Didn't shove him aside. Rather, as Umar radiallahu anhu was present there, and he spoke. He was Umar, isn't it? He said, what is this you are doing? That you are making the Holy Prophet a witness to your sins? Then Allah's Nabi said, Umar, be quiet. Stay silent. Allah, ajeeb, unique statement, the Prophet replied. That he took him, he said that the loss, better than the loss of the hereafter, is the loss of this world. Allahu Akbar. So we try to save ourselves from issues in this world, and we do all the wrong. We sell our iman, we sell our deen, just to get betterment in this world. What is it? Who is this group? The one in between, the one on the fence. Brothers, everybody knows they have iman. They know about iman, but it's the nafs that's overtaken them. Passions, desires, the worldly love, fear of people, fear of dunya. So what a beautiful statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the loss of the hereafter, the loss in this world, is better than the loss of the hereafter. The loss of the hereafter is much more severe than the loss in this world. In other words, he was accepting these issues in the world, that's fine. The loss of this world, even if people are upset, less people will be upset, no issue, no problem. But the hereafter, if a person loses out in the hereafter, then how will he survive in the hereafter? Allahu Akbar. The adab, the punishments. What does a human being do? Think. With his hands. We see sometimes that, for example, there's a businessman. Yeah? A businessman. He invests money, spends, invests. And after investing or spending his money, he spends his money for this purpose, that I will do tijara, business, trading, and inshallah I will earn. Have you seen a businessman who does business and behind him he doesn't think that with this money I will make profit, then I'll sell, then I'll make profit, then I'll buy, and then I'll sell, make profit. Every businessman thinks like this, isn't it? That's the cycle. But the person who, if he invests, and after that, after trying and trading and investing, that mal, let's say it's gold, which is valuable, yeah, will he sell it for pittance? For nothing? Gold? Will he put it, sell it for the price of coal? He'll say, here, take it. Here's the gold, and here, take for the price of coal, and I'll give you gold. Will he get profit? Let's say he's selling wheat, and he's selling the wheat at the price of grass. Take the wheat, give me grass. Take the wheat, give me grass. Have you ever seen a tajir like this? Has a businessman like this ever had profit? The Quran asks us. He'll get loss, isn't it? No profit. How can it not be that he'll get loss? So Allah says in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ. So what trade transaction does the munafiq carry out? What does he implement? What business is he carrying out, implementing? What is he purchasing? What is he earning? The munafiq. What tijara is he doing? That the munafiq, he is, instead of guidance, he is purchasing error at the price of guidance. He is purchasing error. Instead of Jannah, he's taking Jahannam. Think for a moment. Instead of paradise, he is purchasing hell. Instead of permanent happiness, he is purchasing sin. He prefers sin. Allah Ta'ala says that he is purchasing misguidance at the just for the sake of that person. Not that he doesn't know, he knows, he's aware. They all know, everybody knows. The people without faith, they for example, they don't know, they don't have that ilm. Yes, but the munafiq, he knows. He has the Quran in front of him. He hears the Quran, he reads the Quran, and he hears the sermons, he goes to masjids, here's the lectures, here's the wa'az, here's the speech, the bayan. In their homes, they're hafid. In their homes, they're ulama, scholars, alimas, male, female. But despite all of that, nifaq and hypocrisy, due to hypocrisy, such a poison is inside that person of nifaq, hypocrisy, that he rejects that point, that deen, the guidance. Which guidance? That path that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رُسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah Ta'ala said, subhanallah, that he is such a Rasul, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything of his is guidance. Everything of his is guidance and betterment to the high grade akhlaqi husana. Allah is praising him. Every action, every statement, every bodily movement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was great guidance. Every sunnah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, none of them are minor, small. Every sunnah takes a person to paradise. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, every method, every action, every movement, it takes a person into paradise. It makes a person close to the Prophet ﷺ. It gives the pleasure of Allah. Subhanallah. So this is the glory of the people of Iman, the mu'mins. This is their status. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did he not say, as Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, look, a great announcement the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. فَمَنْ عَبَّ السُّنَّةِ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَأْيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ دَهُ. Whoever loves my sunnah. What does this mean? That if the sunnah doesn't mean that one thing is sunnah, no. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رُسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Total, complete, his life, every action, every second of his teachings is guidance. God is two life parts. Yes, one is that the life according to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, total, complete lifestyle. And one is the opposite. What is opposite to what he did? Two opposite parts, two opposite ways of living a life. The person of Iman who has faith, belief, alhamdulillah, then it is right and proper that what he does, it is fit and proper. Whatever action a Muslim carries out, if he's ill, if he's happy, a wedding, a function, business, home, any phase of life, any movement of life, any sector of life, then the mu'min, the believer, he should implement those actions according to the respected, honorable way of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. If he implements all his lifestyle phases and sectors in the way of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, then imagine how many things he will acquire. What will that person acquire by implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ? He will get nearness to paradise, the love of the Prophet ﷺ. What a great, the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave good news. مَنَّ حَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ دَهَبَنِي كَانَ مَأْيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever loves my sunnah, then I will take him with me into paradise. What a great, great reassuring piece of news. That's why I stated such a great, great asset. You're leaving the sunnah and you are embracing the hypocrisy. Because what is the definition of hypocrisy? That the method of the Holy Prophet ﷺ to leave that and to adopt and embrace other ways, that is defined as nifaq. One mu'min who claims to have faith was a person who has no deen. Disbeliever cannot do this. A mu'min, person who has iman, for him to shun, disregard, neglect, leave the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way, his sunnah, his method for any action, and to do that action in another way, ghair way, to consider that non-sunnah way afdal, better or okay, and to really like that, to prefer that, and this is happening today, it's visible. If you love something, if you love someone more, if you think something is better, only then you will bring that action and that practice in your life. You want to buy some clothes. The clothes, that color you like, the style of clothes you like, the material, the fashion, that's what you're going to buy, isn't it? Or not? You're not going to buy the clothes that you don't like. So what we realize is that when you take the ghair methods, yes, the non-deeni methods, you bring those into your life, and you implement them, and we prefer their speech or their methods, and in comparison to what Allah Ta'ala praised, that Allah says, I like the way of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love the way of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a Muslim, how can he even think, contemplate? How can he even contemplate that he, forget about amal, practicing away from the sunnah, rather he goes to the point of criticizing the deen. He expresses his dislike for the sunnah. Such people, how they say wrong statements. Yeah, and they speak against the people who practice, and then they claim they have iman. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has clearly stated, such a person, he has no link with me, no link with me, no association with me. إِلَّا مَنَبَى. He refused. So what a dangerous generation and era. If we look across the whole Islamic society, then how dangerous a situation we can see around us. And on top of that, Allah's adab, will they not come? Allah's punishments, will they come or not? And weird diseases and illnesses and unique. Allah is upset with us. He's not happy with us. He's not happy. Our situation and the people without faith, our situation is different. We have Quran. We have Iman, Hidayah, guidance. That's why Allah stated, there's such a great asset you've got, guidance, such a fantastic way of life. Iman, you've been given Quran, and you've left that. Allah says, you've left the way, the practical method of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you've gone towards the wrong side, the wrong practice. And you like that. Allah says, so will that business give you benefit? Allah called this a business transaction, giving and taking. Allah says, this transaction that you're carrying out, this purchase and sale, will it give you benefit? Allah says, no, no, وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. No way, no way. So their commerce doesn't prosper, neither are they guided. Allah says, you've invested in the wrong way. You have purchased and sold wrong. You have got no profit from your sale. You had Iman, you had the great wealth, the greatest asset, but you sold it at a loss. You sold it at a loss. In replacement for your Iman, what did you purchase? Allah said, imagine. What is it that you've purchased? Error at the price of guidance. Allahu Akbar. So brothers, this is a big point that we need to worry about, be concerned about. Just like I mentioned the hadith to you, that man, the person, the individual came, he said, I'm a munafiq, I'm drowned in my sins. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hands and did dua, supplication, Allah make his nifaq distant. Save him from sins and open the doors of guidance for him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So today we, if we're overwhelmed by the dunya, we're drowned in the nafs desires, overtaken by our nafs desires, base desires, passions. The reality is that we need to accept where we are, where we're at. Apart from only and only the path of paradise to paradise is one, which is obedience and following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every action of life, every turn of life. I'm not saying this, no Mawlana is saying this, no Mufti is saying this, nobody is saying it. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, Allah is stating in the Quran. Oh my beloved, Muhammad SAW announced with your honorable blessed tongue, on my behalf, subhanAllah. So Allah is included, and Rasulullah SAW is included. And the Quran is a witness. The Quran is a witness. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Definitely, 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 the Quran has clearly announced, most definitely, most definitely, only and only and only Allah, to please Allah, to arrive to Allah's nearness. Everything we are doing to please Allah, isn't it? Fasting, salah, hajj, zakah, worship, deeds. Allah says, I put my hand on top of everything. I put it to the side. One condition. Sole condition, Allah has announced in the Quran clearly that only Allah's rada, pleasure, you will attain via one source. One method, what's that? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. فَاتَّبِعُونِي, when you obey and follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala is saying what? That Jannah, paradise, you can get only in one way. Success you can get through only one way. You can only be saved from the fire of hell in one way. You can only be saved from the adab, punishments of the hereafter, in one way. You can only be saved from the adab, the punishments of the grave, through one method. In the world, all success will be due to one method. All of the peace, contentment in the world you'll attain through one method. And no wazifa, no prayer, repetition, recitation, from no action at all. Allah's announced clearly, wahid, only one action. Fattabi'uni, imitating, following, obeying. Not love. Allah hasn't said love the Prophet, because we fall into the trap here. Allah hasn't said love the Prophet. Allah said that, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ, if you want me to love you, Allah says, He hasn't said love the Prophet, He said fattabi'uni. So what we realize is that obedience, following, and love, there's a difference in the wordings and in the actual reality. When a person obeys and imitates, then love is included. When he loves and he doesn't imitate, then there's no, the two don't coexist. Remember this, today in the world is the biggest deception amongst the mu'mineen. Everyone claims, I love the Prophet. What love? What love? Going in the car, got the nasheed on, tears come in the eyes, passion, oh, I'm an ashik, I'm a lover. I'm a lover. If you go to a conference gathering, someone's reciting a nasheed, bayan, and you get emotional, oh, I enjoyed that, emotional, tears come out. Yes, oh, he's an ashik, he's a lover. He's a lover. The Holy Prophet, some blessed name comes up, body starts shaking, oh, he's an ashik. This is a mirage. Mirage, Allah says, this is not reality. This is a mirage. It's not reality. Rather, what has Allah said? فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow and imitate my Nabi. Follow and obey him and imitate him. Subhanallah. اتَّبَع, obeying and following, then love is included 100%. But in the word love, اتَّبَع is not included. It's not the right. It's not the same the other way around. It's not vice versa. Remember this truth. That love, people who claim love, who don't do اتَّبَع, who don't follow Rasulullah, lengthy conferences, shrieking, nare, calling out, shouting slogans, marches, you can have darsul Quran, darsul hadith, whatever you do, say, doesn't matter what titles you put in front of your name, after your name, long titles, nothing, the Quran rejects. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, Allah says, you cannot get my nearness until, oh my Mahbub, announce, how will you get my love? Allah says, فَتَبِعُونِي, I will only love you, Allah says, if you obey and follow my Prophet, if you obey and follow my Rasul, sunnah. No man in his life can he, alhamdulillah, totally, completely, if he tries fully, to imitate and follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life, and he practices according to the sunnah in his life, everything, ibadat, worship, akhlaq, manners, buying, selling, society, he swears and promises that my lifestyle will be passed like this, doesn't matter how many difficulty comes, whatever occurs, no problem. Yeah, great status. After this, then a person gets walaya and a great status and closer to Allah, then he becomes a wali, mujaddad. The Mujaddad, the great miracle, was not kashf, visions, karamat, dreams. His greatest achievement was ittiba sunnah, the Holy Prophet's sunnah. He imitated it, followed it. Subhanallah. Mujaddad, the Mujaddads, the revivers. Subhanallah. Wali came. He came to meet Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani, I'm speaking about him in Sarhand Sharif, Rahmatullah alayhi. The reviver of the deen. So there was a great wali Allah, he had great status. Another wali, he came to meet Hazrat Mujaddad al-Thani. When he came, and he came to visit, and he sat down next to Hazrat Mujaddad al-Thani. In front of the Mujaddad, he started speaking. Then, and he started to shake and tremble and get emotional. And then the earth started to shake. So Hazrat Mujaddad al-Thani, he himself was great, and he brought him back to his consciousness. He said, you made the earth shake, mashallah, Mujaddad al-Thani said, but to us, we don't have the deeds to make the earth shake. He said, Allah Ta'ala has given me such a status that today, you see this graveyard? If I raise my hands and do dua, then all the deceased, they will be forgiven. Subhanallah. But this is not an achievement, Sufi sahab. This is not an achievement. What is the amal? Then he took the miswak from himself. He said, this is the achievement, alhamdulillah. The Holy Prophet said, sunnah, do ittiba, follow practically. And the earth shaking by you sitting, better than that. It was better that you utilize the miswak, the sunnah. And suddenly his jazb, his passion disappeared. He said, yes, haq, you are the mujaddad, you are the truth. You are the reviver. So, ishq, love, the best ishq, love demonstration is to do ittaba, follow, imitate the Holy Prophet. Any difficulty comes, any distress comes in life, problems, obstacles, barriers. If you take the Holy Prophet sunnah, it will take you out of that conundrum, that trap. Because there's no limit to the greatness of the Holy Prophet's blessings. Allah says in the Quran. What a great transaction. I says, this is one transaction of the munafiqs, that they sell their whole deen for the sake of dunya. for the sake of the world. What will people say? What will the world say? They change their faces, attire, appearance, eating, drinking, wealth, house, in, out. Everything they change for the sake of the dunya. Everything is different. The Quran is telling us that tijara, Allah says, that their life transaction, Allah says, what have they done? They've purchased error. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ, that despite, instead of guidance, they've purchased deception, error. They've taken the Holy Prophet's ways out of their family and their lives, out of their homes, and replaced them with the ways of the ghayr. Then their children, what will they be? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tariqa, to take it out of your home and to bring another way, method into your home, eating, drinking, everything, standing, sitting, all your actions, all the actions against the sunnah, the whole house is full of that. Yes? And they do khatams of Yasin when the problem, Surah Yasin is taken out of the Quran, they start reciting, reading. This is the munafiq. This is what they do. I stated that your tijarat is very wrong. You are purchasing at a massive loss. Allah said, I gave you iman. And you even threw that away, such a great wealth, the greatest wealth that you could have attained, the highest maqam in the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala stated, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ لَفَتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. After iman, if you want to purchase, then purchase something greater. Purchase something greater. Do the transaction to attain something greater. With iman, you should follow the tariqah, the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, so that your Jannah, paradise, is decorated when you get there. This is the justification of iman. Every second moment of our life, we should spend in the ittiba of Rasulullah ﷺ. So Allah Ta'ala has announced in the Quran, totally, completely, clearly, no person can attain success at all. At all. Don't even contemplate that you can get to Allah's name. It doesn't matter how much worship you do, deeds you do, pray. One condition, fattabi'uni. Not love, I'm an ashik, I've attained the heights, I'm a lover. Emotions, big ashiks today in society. In every home you'll find an ashik, from one to the next sitting there claiming to be something. Yes? And they all come out in different times, special dates they've got, and they all come out ashiks. And they don't know anything apart from that. Ashik is a big status. To claim the Holy Prophet is a big, big claim. So Allah says, Fattabi'uni. Then leave your ishq, Allah says, just show me the ittaba of the Holy Prophet in your life. So here we get a big lesson, my friends. A big lesson that if you want to find the path of hidayah guidance, if you want to search hidayah, then put one method in your life to judge that, and that is the way of the sunnah of the Prophet. When you're seeking a sheikh, if you want to attain guidance, do islah, rectification, you don't need to go towards anything. Doesn't matter what people tell you, etc. Just seek one thing, that person, does he live his life according to the sunnah? Does he live his life according to the sunnah? In comparison to that, if people claim he's an ashik, he's a lover, and don't ask about anything else, his love is so great, he recites naats and nasheeds, and this happens and that happens. Apart from the smell of rice in that gathering, there's nothing else. But those people who implement the sunnah, there you get the fragrance of the sunnah of the Prophet. In the other gathering you smell the rice and the food, and in the proper gathering you smell the fragrance, the beautiful fragrance of the sunnah of Rasulullah. Permanent fragrance, beautiful smell, the smell of the Holy Prophet sunnah. Subhanallah. So this is the time of deception, the era of deception, delusion. Allah has clearly explained. Look how much detail Allah Ta'ala has gone into to explain and define the munafiqs. The Holy Prophet to leave his tariqah, his method, do whatever you want in the dunya. People can consider you to be whatever you want. But Allah says that you are not the people who have attained guidance. Allah says, وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. You have not prospered, neither are you guided. You've wasted your tijara. Allahu Akbar. Allah has given a beautiful example about these people. That doesn't matter what the people in the world say about your deeds, your amal, your worship. No, you are two-faced. Wherever you see benefit, you change your appearance and your ways. You've sold yourself at the hands of the ghayr, the strangers. Everything of yours, you run after them, according to them, like them. Allahu Akbar. And you increase that, and you increase that and commit more sin. So this is Allah's announcement. that not Ashik, don't seek the title Ashik, seek to be the person who imitates the Prophet ﷺ, who follows and obeys the Prophet ﷺ. When he does that, then automatically becomes a lover. That's it. If a person imitates and obeys, the love comes in automatically. So understand, if you're looking for a lover of the Prophet ﷺ, look for a shaykh who follows the sunnah, and that's where your islah and reformation will take place. The Quran explains. Don't fall into the trap, the Quran says, totally not. They are those people who have purchased error at the price of guidance. They've taken the path of misguidance. What is guidance? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's path, the path of his sunnah and sharia. That's guidance. And what is non-guidance, misguidance? To leave the path of the sunnah and sharia, doesn't matter what else it is, it is all misguidance and darkness. To leave the path of the sunnah and sharia, to leave Rasulullah sallam, whatever there is as an alternative, is totally off track. One is the Holy Prophet's way, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, the best way, Hadiya Muhammad. The best way, his way was the best method. And apart from that, all the other paths, ways, methods, all are misguidance and darkness and deception. Doesn't matter how many dalils a person gives to you, if it doesn't meet or match with the Prophet ﷺ's method, then it's deception, delusion, misguidance. Doesn't matter if there's visions or dreams or whatever you feel and see, it's empty and hollow and nothing at all. And the purpose of reading these verses of the Quran, what is Allah Ta'ala telling us? That if you see these deficiencies and weakness in you, then the Quran says you've been told, don't worry, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did dua, so you should also fall into sujood, prostration, do dua, that Allah take the nifaqat of me, do tawbah, repent, and adopt the lifestyle and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These temporary issues, barriers, hurdles will come. Allah Ta'ala will give you issues and tests, but even that will take you towards guidance and hidayah. May Allah Ta'ala, for all of us, give us the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle and sunnah and amal. The Quran, Allah says that may we be those who find the path of guidance. Allah has announced, وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ, that those people haven't prostrated, neither are they guided. That if you follow the sunnah, you're on the right path and you're successful. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Recite Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وتلحو ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا مولانا سلم دائما الأبد الأبد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وذنوبنا وحسن وجدنا وخطبنا كل صغير اللهم اغفر لنا وخلتم وصفتم وعلتم وما سبتم تعلم به انت لكتم وقل لا إله إلا أنت يا الله ما يصغير وكبير بنحوك ما يا الله سعر زنديك بنحوك ما يا الله تمري غفرتك ما يا من المعنى عمري غفرتك ما يا الله ما ندلوك بنحوك ما نقعوك بنحوك ما يا الله ہماری سوچ پر گناہ کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ منافق نکال دے نفاق نکال دے سچ اور پکا دین نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ رہ دے ہدایت پہ ہمیں لیا کری ہے من سے پر لے پر لے میرے مولا یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ہمیں اتباع نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ یا اللہ قبر کے انتہان آسان فرما دے حشر کے میدان میں ہمارا میرا مولا حشر آسان فرما دے یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی شفاعت نصیب فرما دے آپ کی محبت نصیب فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں پکا و سچا نبی معاشی بنا دے میرے مولا آپ کی سنت پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے میرے مولا یا اللہ گناہوں سے غیر ضروری چیزوں سے میرے مولا ہمیں بچا دے یا اللہ حرام کاموں سے ہمیں بچا دے مولا برے کاموں سے بچا اچھے کاموں کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے دن رات تیری ذکر میں تیری یادیں گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ جو ہمارے بیمار ہیں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو ہمارے بیمار ہیں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس بیماری پہ موجود عظیم نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ موجود نصیب فرما میرے مولا اللہ قرب اور محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ صحت دینے کے بعد ان کو صحت والی ایمان والی زندگی نصیب فرما ہدایت والی زندگی نصیب فرما میرے مولا ان کے گناہوں سے پاک صاف کر دے اس گناہوں کو میرے مولا بیماری کے سبب سے کہ اللہ پاکستان میں جو حضرات بیمار ہیں جن کے لیے دعا کے لیے کہا گیا ہے اللہ ان لوگوں کے لیے میرے مولا شفا عطا فرمایا اللہ گھروں میں لوگوں کے بیمار ہیں میرے مولا ہم سب کو شفا کامل عاجل نصیب فرمایا میرے مولا اس میرے مولا موذیم بر سے سب کو محفوظ فرما اس بلا سے میرے مولا اس آفت سے کریم تمام مومنین مومنات کو محفوظ فرما یا اللہ تمام مومنین مومنات کو اس سے محفوظ فرما تمام مومن مومنات کو اس سے محفوظ فرما یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ خیر خلقہ محمد و علیہ وسلم اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.